What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Relentless Life Podcast. I'm your host, Chance Galloway. I created this podcast to help individuals find their purpose in life, to never give up, and to learn how to live relentlessly through the minds of individuals who exemplify what it means to live a relentless lifestyle. Are you ready to take this journey with me? Let's take off. What's going on, guys? Chance Galloway Fitness here. So today on the live, I want to talk a little bit about emotional intelligence. Now, I know I try to be positive and I try to be super impactful whenever I can, and I'm going to continue to do that, but I wanted to share with you guys something that I've been going through for a very long time, and today it kind of hit me hard. It really hit home for me today. I broke down just about a couple hours ago and I cried, and as a 25-year-old young man to cry, you know, I feel like it's oftentimes not allowed in the society that we live in, and it's very, very sad because as human beings, we are emotional creatures and we have got to express our emotions, and if we don't, many toxic traits can form because of that. Now, I personally believe that's why we have such a high, and I just talked about this in my recent podcast episode, one of my recent lives, why we have such a high rate of depression, anxiety, and then even suicide is because men who are 6 times more likely to commit suicide are bottling these emotions up. They're not able to express their emotions. They're not able to let society or their family or their friends know when they're sad because of society's rules, right? Quote unquote, we have rules. And it's, like I said, it's just very sad. And I feel like as a society, we need to do a much better job. And that's part of my mission, is to help spread awareness for young men to realize that they can overcome this, they can overcome depression, anxiety, and we can really beat this epidemic. Now, personally, I believe like we all have a say in this, we all have a way of combating this, and that's why I decided to do what I do with helping young men transform their bodies and their minds with online coaching. So just wanted to tell you guys, talk to you guys about that today. You know, it's weird to admit that. Like, honestly, it makes me feel like very uncomfortable to talk about it on the camera with you, like to talk about my emotions. I feel like it's something that I myself even need to work on, you know, and that tells me if I need help with it, because I know I'm kind of a step ahead of most men in my scenario. Like I try to let out my emotions. I try to speak about it. I try to go to people to help me with it. And I know many guys my age don't actually do that. So, you know, with that being said, I feel like it's really a really important topic to talk about. What's going on, Jared Brady? Hopefully you get some value from this live, bro. But yeah, guys, I hope that resonates with somebody here today. I'm also recording this. I'm going to be uploading it as episode 62 on my podcast, The Relentless Life. If you guys haven't subscribed, please make sure to do so. I'm going to be putting out 2 to 3 episodes per week. I'm going to be uploading my lives, any lives that you see on my Instagram story, I'm going to be uploading to my podcast every single week, so that hopefully I can impact somebody, because that's my mission. I want to impact somebody, whether it's a young man, a young woman, an older man, an older woman, whoever, somebody from a different nation. I don't care. I just feel like that's my mission. That's my purpose. And I feel like we all have that due obligation of being here, being alive, being on earth, to give back and to show others that just because they're going through something doesn't mean that their neighbor isn't going through the exact same thing or something similar. So, you know, just to break down that experience for you guys, a couple hours ago, I was writing and building a master program for a client that I'm working with right now, and as I was typing it up, my psoas, my lower back was really tight, and for the last couple of days, it's really been bothering me. And you know, with this, it kind of like comes and goes, and I really don't know how to explain it other than it's a very chronic thing. Some days are good, some days are bad. It can be really tight some days. Other days, if I do certain corrective exercises, the pain can subside and go away. When I see my chiropractor, it can go away. But then days like today and yesterday, I didn't have good days. And I start to get down on myself, I start to overthink, and then I let that pain start to overtake my mind. And it's extremely overwhelming, and I don't know what to do in that time. So what I did earlier today, I was writing these plans. I couldn't stop thinking about it because that pain, that tightness was so present. It was so real, and it was starting to really creep into my head and start to overtake me. So I just started to cry. Like, I was by myself. Music was playing in the background, and I simply just started to cry. And, you know, I wasn't mad at myself. I wasn't upset at myself. I just kind of let it all out. And it felt so good. Like, it lasted probably 5 or 6 minutes. And it was really, it felt like I stepped into my own therapy session. And when I stepped out of that therapy session, when I stepped out of that 5 minutes of crying, of releasing those emotions, of just kind of letting it all out and saying a few words to myself, I felt so much better. I felt so much more mentally clear after that. So that's, I just wanted to share that with you guys today. I think that it's just so imperative that, especially as young men, and they're my primary subjects, primary audience that I'm really targeting right now, that I really want to go after, really want to truly help, because I've been through that and I want to help people just like me. I'm not saying I don't want to help everybody, because I'm open to help anybody who needs my help, but I want to help young men like me who have been depressed, who have suffered from anxiety, who have suffered from a lack of self-confidence at one point in their life, who have suffered with not being able to express their emotions and are not emotionally intelligent enough to be able to do that because of the way society has made them, has formed them. So with that being said, I hope you guys were able to get something from that message. I feel so much better just being able to talk about it, being able to get alive here, being able to have the self-confidence to tell you guys about how my Saturday is going, what I went through, and hopefully this inspires somebody to go on live and to speak about maybe what they're going through as well. So if that's the case, make sure you tag me at Chance Galloway Fitness. I would love to hear your story. I would love to hear how maybe you resonated with my story, and maybe we can connect on a deeper level. And like I said in the beginning of this live, guys, make sure if you haven't already, check out my show, The Relentless Life with Chance Galloway. It's on Spotify, the Apple Podcast app, and like 9 other platforms. Super stoked to get more people listening, because I am going to be so much more active on those platforms, so much more active on my social media, on Instagram, on Facebook, on LinkedIn, TikTok. I'm ready to take off. I'm ready to take you guys with me. So with that being said, until next time, stay relentless and let's get it. Happy Saturday, guys. Boom.
Thanks so much for listening today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. If you did, feel free to hit that subscribe button and leave a review. This helps further spread the message of The Relentless Life. You can find me on Instagram as Chance Galloway Fitness. I'm also available on LinkedIn and Facebook. If you have any questions following this episode, feel free to reach out to me at chancegalloway@live.com. Thanks again. Until next time, keep living consistently relentless.